Good evening. This is VK2WI. Tonight's news broadcast from Amateur Radio New South Wales originates from the VK2WI facilities at Dural, Sydney, which is staffed by the volunteers of our broadcast team. Transmissions this evening are being made on frequencies between 160 metres and 23 centimetres. The announcer will advise on the transmitter status. In addition, automated relays will carry the broadcast through some regional VHF and UHF repeaters, and we thank the custodians of these systems for making the service available. Now, here are your announcer and engineer with this evening's news.
Good evening and thanks for joining us. Well, me actually. I'm here by myself for the moment. Help is on its way, but at the moment we don't have anybody in engineering. I'm your announcer, Peter, VK2BEU, and as for the weather, it's cool, 18 degrees, total cloud cover. The air feels very moist. We have had the odd patch of drizzle in Sydney today, but yes, it's not real fine. Rainfall was, nobody wrote down the figure that I read this morning, but I live not that far away from my place and I had 21 millimetres during the week. Our transmitter status is A-OK.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. March 2010 marked 100 years of the WIA, the world's oldest amateur radio society. It was started in 1910 as a result of a meeting held in Sydney by a group of experimenters seeking a better deal. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
In the news from Amateur Radio New South Wales for this week, later in this bulletin we have a summary of on-air activities from both Sydney and across New South Wales. We welcome any updates from clubs and groups. Simply email news@arnsw.org.au. We don't need full items, just the details of the activity and contacts. General inquiries can be directed to the ARNSW office via email to office@arnsw.org.au or by leaving a phone message on 02 9444 0123. Tonight we welcome listeners on the EchoLink Ham Conference and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network. Callbacks will also be taken after the bulletin. Our thanks go to John, VK3HJQ, and the Australian and New Zealand EchoLink Network team for making this relay available. Picton Ham Fest. Coming up at the end of the month, the Picton Ham Fest returns for 2026. It's on Sunday the 31st of May at the Picton Showground, 151 Menangle Street, Picton. Starts at 8 a.m. and goes until 2 p.m. Outdoor sites measuring 6 by 6 metres can be booked by contacting Steve on 0421 109 694. There are also a limited number of indoor tables available at a small cost. For more information, you can contact the Hamfest organising team via email, hamfest@pictonshowsociety.com.au. You can also find updates on the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society website. Click on the Picton Hamfest link from the homepage and on the Society's Facebook page. And that came with 73s from Simon, VK2XQX. Now we come to the weekly solar and geophysical report with thanks to the Australian Space Weather Forecasting Centre. Firstly, the summary of activity from the 8th to the 14th of May. So the dates across the columns are the 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th and 14th. The 10 centimetre flux values are 120, 122, 126, 116, 111, 103 and 106. The Fredericksburg A index values are 12, 5, 4, 4, 2, 9 and 5. The Australian A index numbers 69, 3, 1, 3, 1, 5 and 2 estimated. And finally, the T index values are 75, 69, 59, 52, 53, 45 and 52. Solar flare activity reached R2 level on the 10th of May with an M5.7 flare at 1339 UTC. Activity was low to moderate on other days, remaining below warning threshold. Geomagnetic conditions in the Australian region were quiet to unsettled, with activity below geomagnetic warning levels. Ionospheric F2 critical frequencies in southern Australia were mostly near predicted monthly values. Depressions of 15% were observed during local night on the 11th, 20% during local night on the 12th, and 15% during local night on the 13th. The forecast, issued on the 15th of May through to until the 21st, solar activity is expected to be at R0 levels with a chance of R1. Two previously active solar regions are expected to return to the front of the solar disk during the coming week. Geomagnetic activity may reach G1 with a chance of G2 early in the week, due to geomagnetic activity caused by current coronal hole effects. Quiet to unsettled conditions are expected otherwise. Maximum usable frequencies in the southern Australian region may be depressed by up to 15% early in the week, later recovering to near predicted monthly values. Now we have the solar flux index update. The SFI figures for the week are, having finished April, we had a minimum of 93, average of 120 and a maximum of 156, with peak dates from the 1st to the 4th and the 23rd to the 30th. So far for May, we're expecting a minimum of 100, average of 121 and a maximum of 159, with peak dates from the 1st to the 5th and the 23rd to the 31st. And looking ahead to June, we're expecting a minimum of 115, average of 123 and a maximum of 132, with peak dates from the 7th to the 10th and the 15th to the 25th. That update came with our thanks to Noel, VK2FUL.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. To submit news for inclusion in these sessions, please email it to news@arnsw.org.au by the end of business on Friday. You can help us with presentation by writing your news item in the third person and limiting it to about one A4 page in an easily read font. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Now we come to Foundations of Amateur Radio by Ono, VK6FLAB. He continues a weekly examination of the building blocks of amateur radio.
This is a news broadcast from VK2WI. For voice contact with Amateur Radio New South Wales, telephone 02 9651 1490, which will take you to our message bank. For written contact, write to P.O. Box 6044, Dural Delivery Centre, New South Wales 2158, or email office@arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
Yes, well, Piers, something went quite a bit wrong there, but you'll be pleased to know I do have an engineer here with me now, so things should settle down a little bit. For more information about the series, well, we didn't hear the series, so that's irrelevant. Moving on to Wison News. Next Sydney Memory Walk is on Sunday the 24th of May at Cathy Freeman Park. If you are interested in helping out, please contact John via the Wison Operations email. The Picton Hamfest is on again this year on Sunday the 31st of May at the Picton Showground. Wison will once again be in attendance and volunteers are needed to assist with the stand and coordination. Email Wison Operations if you are interested. Also on Sunday the 31st of May, the Memory Walk and Jog moves to Newcastle at Griffith Park, Stockton. If you're interested in helping out, please contact John on the operations email. If you are interested in assisting with any Wison activity, contact operations via email to wison.ops@vrarescue.org. Don't forget to include the event you're interested in. The next online Wison Members Forum will be on Tuesday, 26th of May at 7:30 p.m. Members are welcome to raise any issues. The June Wison Sunday Meetup will focus on the Wison portable HF wire antennas and how to deploy them. There's always something to do, so come along and get involved. Wison New South Wales weekly voice nets are on Sunday evenings from 6 p.m. on a number of repeaters around Sydney. There is WinLink net tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Check the Wison website for details. Wison New South Wales is a communication support squad of VRA Rescue New South Wales. For more information about Wison, visit the website at nsw.wison.org.au. Now we come to club news, and we start this week, as we always do, with news from the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. Today was the club's annual antenna shootout at Huntingdon, a few kilometres west of Wauchope. It's now only 3 weeks until the club's 50th annual field day at Wauchope. It's now only 3 weeks until the club's 50th annual field day at Wauchope Showground Hall on the weekend of 6th and 7th of June over the King's Birthday long weekend. The field day dinner will be on the Saturday night at Mort Macquarie Golf Club. Full program for the field day weekend is available on the ORARC website. If you are planning on attending, book your accommodation soon. The area is a popular holiday destination during the long weekend. Camping is also available at the Wauchope Showground for tents, caravans and motorhomes. Further details, including contact information for the caretaker, are on the Wauchope Showground website. The next training and assessment weekend will be held at Port Macquarie over the weekend of the 13th and 14th of June. Candidates for Foundation Licence Weekend and for assessments for all grades of licence can register their interest via the contact form on the ORARC website. There are two club nets each week, the midweek net from 7:30 p.m. on Thursday nights and the weekend net on at 9 a.m. Sunday mornings. Both nets are on the VK2 RPM 2-metre repeater on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 subaudible tone for access. EchoLink access is also available on VK2 RPM-R. During nets, the repeater is linked to VK2 RCN at Telegraph Point via EchoLink. VK2 RCN is on 147.0 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone for access. For more information about the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, visit the website at orarc.org. The site contains a wealth of amateur radio items in addition to club information. The May issue of the club's bi-monthly newsletter, Oxtails, is now online, and past issues of Oxtails are available on the website as well. Club is also on Facebook. Just search for Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club. And all of that came from Henry VK2ZHE for the Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club.
This Wednesday is lecture night at the Manly Warringah Radio Society, when Ian Wall will talk about crystal oscillator stability. Last month's lecture on helical travelling wave VHF antennas by Carmel VK2NO is now up on the club YouTube channel VK2MBTV. The February lecture on field programmable gate arrays by Clifford VK2CLF is also now available. Links are in the text edition of this news, or just search YouTube for VK2MB. There are plenty more videos of interest on the channel, and they're all free for use at your next club meeting. The Manly Warringah Radio Society meets every Wednesday evening at the First Terry Hills Guides Hall, Beltana Avenue, Terry Hills. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start, and visitors are always welcome. If you need directions, call in on the club's 2-meter repeater on 146.875 or check the club website for details. The website address is mwrs.org.au. The club is also on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Just search for the club call sign, Victor Kilo 2, Mike Bravo. 7-3 for me, Richard VK2SKY, Publicity Officer for the Manly Warringah Radio Society.
Okay, thanks. Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club rooms at Carryong are open on Saturdays from 10:30 a.m. As always, members and visitors are most welcome. At 2 p.m. next Sunday, the 24th of May, the club will take part in the 80th anniversary of the Carryong Progress Hall, located near the clubhouse on the other side of the fire station. A portable station will be set up and on air alongside the club station at the clubhouse. At the time of submission, VK2RAG Summersby is only running a limited number of services. Among those currently turned off are the 6-metre, 23-centimetre VHF and UHF D-Star repeaters. Right, they're the ones which are off. The club's weekly net is on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on the VK2RAG 2-metre repeater. That's on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz subaudible tone and via EchoLink on the ham conference. It is also live video streamed on the club's Facebook page. You can find out more about the CCARC, including the things we can't talk about here, on the web at ccarc.org.au, by phone on 02-4340-2500, which normally goes to Message Bank, or on social media by searching for Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Remember to follow the page to receive updates. And that came with 73s from Alan, VK2MG, the Publicity Officer for the Central Coast Amateur Radio Club. Waverley Amateur Radio Society. At the Society's April meeting, Matthias and, Matthias and Nicholas, VK2MYK, provided a joint presentation on communicating by EchoLink, including a practical demonstration with a station in Germany. The May meeting is coming up at 7:30 p.m. this Wednesday the 20th with another joint presentation. This month, Tony, VK2KZ, and John, VK2LWB, will talk about space qualification and why they use slightly older stuff. They will discuss the equipment used for communications during the recent Artemis 2 mission, as well as some details on the qualification process in general. The meeting is at the East Bondi Junction, either in the Bondi Room or Level 1 or in the meeting room on Level 3. Check at reception. Parking is available at the nearby Westfield Car Park, as well as public transport options to Bondi Junction. As usual, many members will meet in the Olive and Oak next to the Bondi Room from about 6 p.m. for dinner beforehand. Wednesday lunchtime gatherings continue either in Centennial Park near the Duck Pond or food van, or if the weather is inclement, in the Bondi Room at East's, usually from about midday. All are welcome to come along and join in for an enjoyable lunch and all sorts of discussions. Weekly nets are on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. on VK2RBV, 438.1125 MHz with a minus 5.4 megahertz offset and a 91.5 tone for access. Net control is Richard VK2XRC or Bob VK2NRC when Richard is away. Drop in and enjoy some lively discussions. All are always welcome, whether members of the society or not. The Waverley Amateur Radio Society on the web at vk2bv.org has been experiencing some issues and may be unavailable at times. It is hoped that the site will be restored to normal operation soon. That came with 73s from Eric, VK2VE, the Broadcast Publicity Officer. Just stand by one. Sorry about that. Bit of confusion here tonight. Okay, St George Amateur Radio Society. This weekend was the Society's Don Edwards Memorial Slow Morse Contest. This contest commemorates Don Edwards, VK2NV, a long-time member of the Society and a keen CW operator. Operators who took part are reminded to submit your log by Sunday the 31st of May and don't forget to include your postal address. The Society's next Foundation Training and Assessment Weekend at Heathcote is scheduled for the end of the month, on the weekend of the 27th and 28th of June. For more information about the St George Amateur Radio Society's contests, repeaters and other activities, visit the website at www.sgars.org. That came from Peter, VK2EMU, for the St George Amateur Radio Society. Okay, now we come to activities on the air.
This is VK2WI nearing the end of tonight's news bulletin. On the Amateur Radio New South Wales website, you can find details of our services, membership and general information about amateur radio. The address is www.arnsw.org.au. This is VK2WI. We now continue with this evening's news.
I'm Matthew, VK2YAP.
I'm Stuart, VK2BMX.
It's time for your quick trip around the bands with activities on the air.
Daily, Manly Warringah Early Bird Net, 6:30 a.m. on or near 3690 kHz lower sideband. If that's too early, the morning net is from 8 a.m. on or near 7189 kHz.
On Mondays, there's the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net at 9:30 a.m. on 40 metres, 7115 kHz. Listen for VK2ATZ Portable. The Great Lakes Radio Club net is at 7 p.m. on VK2RGL, that's 147.1 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, and on Echolink, VK2RGL-R. Hunter Radio Group VK2AWX News is at 7:30 p.m. on 146.975 MHz and 438.025 MHz. The Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club DMR net is at 7:30 p.m. on Brandmeister 50520, hosted by Ben, VK2AFK. At 8 p.m, there's the Lightning Net on 1860 kHz with Net Control Steve, VK2STG. The Haddock Net on VK2RNS, 147.25 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 2-meter SSB Net on 144.15 MHz upper sideband. And the Waverley Amateur Radio Society Net on VK2RBV. That's 438.1125 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. For other activities online and on air, check the website.
Tuesdays, National VKDMR Net starts at 7:30 p.m. on Talk Group 505. From 8 p.m, Blue Mountains ARC Net on 3543 kHz. St George Amateur Radio Society Digital Net on 146.8 MHz. And the Southern Highlands Radio Group Net on VK2RHR. On 146.825 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 80 metre net at 8:30 p.m. on 3666 kHz.
On Wednesday, the West Lakes Amateur Radio Club net is at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz. There's 2 metre nets throughout the week. See the website for details. At 7:30 p.m, the Hunter Radio Group net on 146.975 MHz and Echo Link node 1474. And the Armidale District Amateur Radio Club net on 3633 kHz. At 8 p.m, it's the Haddock net on 3608.5 kHz, Illawarra's 6-metre net on VK2RMP, 53.65 MHz with a 123 Hz tone, and the Blue Mountains Amateur Radio Club net, VK2RBM, 147.05 MHz with a 123 Hz tone.
Thursdays, Fisher's Ghost Amateur Radio Club net at 7:30 p.m. on VK2RFG on 438.65 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. Also on Echolink, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club, 7:30 p.m. on VK2RPM on 146.7 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone. At 8 p.m, there's the St George Amateur Radio Society Weekly Net on VK2RLE, 146.8 MHz. The Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 10-metre net on 28.466 MHz. And the CCARC Weekly Net on VK2RAG on 146.725 MHz with a 91.5 Hz tone, also on Echolink.
Fridays, it's Morning Tea with Haddock, 9 a.m. on 7106 kHz. West Lakes at 9:30 a.m. on 7115 kHz, and then at 8 p.m, the Illawarra Amateur Radio Society 70 centimetre net on 439.675 MHz.
Saturdays, West Lakes Stone the Crow's net, 6 a.m. on 3588 kHz. Illawarra Amateur Radio Society net at 9:30 a.m. on VK2RMP 146.850 and VK2RUW on 146.675. Snowy Mountains Amateur Radio Club net 7:30 p.m. on Southeast Network VK2RFS 146.75 MHz, VK2RSE on 147.375 and VK3RDH on 146.625 and Echolink. Sundays, Westlakes DMR net from 8 a.m, usually on Talk Group 3802. Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club from 9 a.m. on VK2RPM. Wyson New South Wales nets, 6 p.m. on Chatswood 2 metre or Currajong 70 centimetre repeater, 6:30 p.m. on DMR, and 6:45 p.m. on P25. On HF, check website for details.
Don't forget to get your activities on the air here. Send us through the details of your activity, email us news@arnsw.org.au or leave a message on the office phone 02 944 0123.
Our next news bulletin will be at 10 a.m. next Sunday morning, including a relay of national news from VK1WIA. That's all from VK2WI News for this week. Your announcer's been Peter, VK2BEU, and you'll get rushed here and take up the panel halfway through the broadcast as John, VK2JV, and my thanks go to John for standing in. Callbacks will be taken shortly. Please call back to the relay station that provided the broadcast to you. On VK2RDX at Mount Bindo, callbacks will be taken with thanks to the St George Amateur Radio Society, and on VK2RNC Newcastle. Paul, VK2APA, is standing by. Here at VK2WI, we will listen for callbacks to those who took the broadcast directly. I will start with 20 metres, and then I'll do 160 metres, 80 metres, 40 metres and 30 metres. In engineering, John will take callbacks on the VHF and UHF frequencies, and he will advise the order shortly. All the best from the broadcast team here at VK2WI. Stay safe, and thank you for listening.